Hey guys, Kim from the future here. So I wanted to quickly preface this episode with an apology because when I was reviewing the sound for the podcast I recorded, it does have a bit of an echo. This was the first episode I recorded, and I recorded it in my house where we have very high ceilings in the living room. So that's why. I promise future episodes there will not be an echo. So I just wanted to give a little forewarning. And in the future, it will get better. I'm just learning as I go here, so just bear with me. But anyways, yeah, just wanted to give a little warning. I hope you enjoy the episode. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Thrive Era. This is my podcast, and I am your host, Kimberly Tello. And I am super excited to be doing this and to have you here listening. I've been thinking about starting a podcast now probably for about 4 years maybe, and I decided, you know what the heck, I'm just gonna go for it and record a podcast. So my podcast is basically going to be more of my life. It's going to be talking a lot about my life, and pretty much anything else I want to talk about. There's no specific theme. It's kind of like a journal for me, just like an outlet for me to talk, express myself, and hopefully people listen. One of the main things I wanted to do with this is just to get my story out there because I suffer from a chronic illness, and I'm hoping that maybe I can reach somebody, even if it's just one person who's dealing with something in their life similar to me or their own version of it. I can be kind of like an outlet for them, something they can listen to just kind of escape, or even if they don't want to escape, just listen to somebody going through things. And then on top of that, I'll just talk about anything else that I want, because that's kind of what I want. I just want to have like a safe space where I can talk about anything, you know, life, health, wellness, chronic illnesses, marriage, relationships, friendships, parenting, literally anything. So I'm happy you're here. Welcome to my living room. Get cozy. You know, I'm cozy right now. Grab a snack and let's talk. So for those that don't know me, which I'm assuming is probably the majority of people listening to this, my name is Kimberly and I am 33 years old. I am currently suffering from chronic kidney failure, which means my kidneys do not work and I need a transplant. So to kind of back up from that, to explain what happened is in 2022, I gave birth to my baby, my daughter Layla, the love of my life. And during the end of my pregnancy, I developed preeclampsia, which, if you don't know, preeclampsia is basically like your blood pressure gets really high. So they put you in the hospital and they try to control it and monitor it. And if it doesn't go down, then you have to give birth. So mine never went down. So I did have to get induced, and I gave birth at 35 weeks to my baby girl. She weighed 4 pounds, 12 ounces, and she was absolute perfection. Luckily for my husband and I, she came out perfectly healthy. She didn't even need to go to the NICU. She like made it barely, but she did. And so typically with preeclampsia, after you give birth, it goes away. So with mine, it never went away. My blood pressure just ended up getting worse to the point that it destroyed the function of my kidney. And now I'm dealing with end-stage renal failure. And I'm on dialysis. So dialysis, if you don't know, it's basically a way for your body to get detoxified, because that's what the kidneys do. They take all the toxins out of your body, and that's why you pee and all of that. And your kidneys play a huge role in conjunction with all your organs, like with the heart and everything. So it's all one big cycle that needs to work together. So my kidneys don't do that, so I'm on dialysis. And I am on a dialysis called peritoneal. So my tube, I have a tube in my stomach, and I plug into a machine every single night for 10 hours straight. And what that machine does, it fills me with this fluid. And that fluid, it basically, it sucks in all the toxins in my body. And then with the machine, it makes the fluid come out. So like, it puts this fluid in me. That specific fluid targets toxins and it sucks in the toxins, and then the machine sucks the fluid out of me to get the toxins out of me, and then it refills me. And it does that about 7 times every night, and that's how I basically stay alive. I rely on this machine to live. Without it, I would be dead. And I'm not trying to be cryptic, it's just what it is. So there are 2 types of dialysis. There's the one I'm on, and then there's hemodialysis. And hemodialysis, basically what it does is you go into a center, a dialysis center, and that one is with the blood. So with that one, they take out your blood. It cycles through a machine, and that machine does the same thing. It removes the toxins from your blood, and then it puts it back into your body. So originally I was doing that specific dialysis, but my body couldn't tolerate it. It was too strenuous. And normally you're supposed to go in about 3 times a week and you do that treatment for 3 hours. And every time I got to like the second hour, I would throw up every single time. So they had to disconnect me and stop the treatment. So I wasn't fully getting the treatment I needed, and they had to switch me to peritoneal. And peritoneal is much gentler on the body, but it is a lot longer. You know, it's 3 hours. You go from the hemo, which is 3 hours, 3 times a week, to peritoneal, which is the one I'm doing, which is 10 hours every day. But like I said, it's much gentler on the body. I don't throw up from it. And I can basically live more of a normal life because I do it at night while I'm sleeping. So I plug in at night, and then when I wake up in the morning, I'm normally done. And I just unplug and I go about my day. So that's why I'm on that one. It's a lot better for my lifestyle, especially because I'm a mom. I have a toddler. My baby's about to be 2. Like, I don't have the time to be going to a center for 3 hours a day and not taking care of her. So yeah, so it's worked out better. Now, is it easier? No. I will say life has been so hard. I literally have a box of tissues in the corner in case I start crying, because it's very hard for me to talk about it sometimes. Because when you have a chronic illness, nobody really talks about, well, I'm sure maybe somebody talks about it, but it's, you know, how many people do you know with chronic illnesses? Not many. So I don't really talk about the hard parts of my life with people, because I don't want to sound like I'm complaining. I don't want to be annoying. I don't want to be, oh, that poor sick girl. So it's just tough. And I'm not saying, I have the most amazing people in my life. Like, I can go to them whenever. If I want to complain, they will listen. So it's not the people in my life, it's just me trying not to be a burden to others. So yeah, but with this podcast, I'm talking to myself so I can be a burden. But I will say, what I was trying to get at is that nobody really talks about how much you mourn your life prior to becoming a chronically ill person. Like, I really took being healthy for granted. Mind you, nobody knows, you know, this shit's gonna happen, so it's not like, you know, you can predict the future, but oh man, to go back in time and just really do it all that I didn't get to do, because my life is very restricted right now, you know, diet wise and I'm my blood pressure is still not manageable, by the way. It's still crazy high. I mean, I've been doing better, but so I still live with hypertension, and that takes such a toll on the body. Like, you have no idea. I actually was in the hospital, not last week, but the week before, for 6 days, because my husband and I, we went on a little family getaway, and we had to cut it short because I was feeling terrible. So I told him, I was like, I need to go to the hospital because I, rewind back to February. I was having issues with my blood pressure again because it's uncontrollable. And it got so high and so bad that I had a seizure. I'm not epileptic. I've never had a seizure in my life before. So that was one of the scariest moments of my life. And it's been very traumatic for everybody. I just remember I was in the bathroom and my vision got very spotty. I couldn't see, I couldn't focus. And then out of nowhere, I wake up and I'm in a hospital and there's like 5 people surrounding me, like doctors and nurses. And I'm getting asked like, what day is it? What's your name? How old are you? Who's the president? Blah, blah, blah. Do you have a doc? Like all these questions. And I'm just like, what is going on? Because I didn't know I seized. You know, I was in my bathroom and then I woke up in the hospital. So the seizure portion, I don't remember. So I'm like literally freaking out. I literally start crying and I'm like looking for my husband because I look to my right and I see my mom. I think it was my mom. And I'm like, no, you're not my husband. Where's my husband? And I finally see him and I was like, what's happening? What's happening? Because he's my safe space. Like, he's the person that, like, I feel like he's literally my protection. So I look at him and I'm like, babe, what's going on? Like, why am I here? What's happening? And he kind of takes a pause and looks at me and he's like, you had a seizure. And I was like, what? And he's like, you had a seizure. And I was like, no, like there's no way. And then one of the doctors and nurses, I don't remember. It was so blurry. I don't remember a lot, but confirmed, like, yes, you did have a seizure. And I was in the hospital, I think for 5 days. And the first 2 days of being there, I don't remember. Because I was so in and out, like, I would like pass out and wake up and pass out and wake up. Like, I was so out of it. So it felt like I was only there for 3 days, but I was there for 5. So fast forward to March, not last week, but the week before. Like I said, we were doing a little family getaway and then I started feeling really bad again. And I was noticing that in my left eye, I had like I wasn't seeing spots, but it was like a blur. And I started freaking out. I was like, oh my God, like not again. Because when I had the seizure, I was seeing spots. So I tell my husband, I'm like, I'm so sorry to do this. I'm ruining our family trip, but I need to go to the hospital. And he's like, what's wrong? And I was like, I was telling him my symptoms. I felt lethargic. I was, you know, I had that blurry vision. I had a migraine. And those were all the symptoms I had before I seized. So I was like, we need to go to the hospital, like, now. So we packed up all our suitcases and, because, mind you, we were away from home. packed up the baby and everything, and then we drove straight to the hospital. And on the way to the hospital, we had to pull over because I was puking. Like, it was just really bad. And then we get there, and again, my blood pressure's through the roof. But I'm glad I went because I was so scared that I was going to have another seizure. I was like, I just need to go and prevent it at any means possible because I don't want to go through that again. So we get to the hospital. They check me. They give me meds for the pain because of my migraine. And they're like, yeah, we're going to admit you. And I'm like, figured. So I was in the hospital that time for 6 days straight, and I was so up and down, like, at the hospital. It's really hard. It's so hard. Like, I've been in the hospital more times in the past 2 years than anyone should be. So yes, that's my story, and honestly, I'm just giving you the cliff notes. I've been through so much more, but I don't want to dump everything into the first episode. So that's basically my story, and I'm really hoping that by me sharing my story and kind of giving updates on what's going on, how I'm feeling, where I'm at, I can help somebody else that might be going through something as well. So I am here to be a safe space for myself and for others. So yeah, and then I'm currently in the process of trying to get on the list so I can get a transplant. But because my blood pressure is so uncontrollable, they don't feel comfortable putting me on the list, because if I get a kidney with my blood pressure being so insanely high like it is, it's a big risk that I will lose the kidney. So they don't want to give me a kidney to then lose it when it could go to somebody who can keep it long term. So I get it. I get the reasoning. So, but I'm now on a bunch of meds for my blood pressure, and I think they're finally, we've found a routine where it works. I do check it like all the time, like multiple times a day, just to see where I'm at. And also, one really big thing I did since this last hospital visit is I decided to completely change my diet. So, although I should have done that from the beginning, because when you're on dialysis, you're supposed to be on a very strict diet, and I wasn't following it. So I do think that's part of the reason why I was feeling so sick as well. So now I'm eating very healthy. I'm staying away from processed foods, fast food, junk food, anything that's like, if I didn't make it, I don't know what's in it. I try not to eat it. Obviously, I'm not perfect. Like, I'm not gonna never eat junk food, you know? Like, but if I do, like, say, go out to eat, I'll go for like a salad rather than a burger and french fries. Even though I can't have fries. But you know what I mean. Like, I'm trying to find like a good, I don't even want to say balance, because I'm not trying to eat junk food at all. But I'm trying to do better for my body and my blood pressure. And I'm just trying to make sure I'm here because I want to see my baby grow up. I don't want her to grow up without a mom. So anything I can do to live longer while I'm in this predicament, I'm gonna do. So yeah, and it's honestly hasn't been that hard. I've been eating a salad every single day, and I haven't had any cravings yet. I know it's been a week, but I think so far so good. My only concern is I don't want to get like super skinny again, because when I first started dialysis, I had zero appetite. Like, when I tell you I was not eating because I was not hungry, and I got so skinny, it was frightening. So that's like my only concern with eating so clean. I don't want to get back down to that, but it is what it is. If I do, then you know that's where I'm meant to be in this time in my life. So, and that's a big part of the reason the podcast is called Thrive Era, is because even though I'm in the hardest era of my life, I'm trying to see it as my thriving era. Like, is this is the point in my life where I'm being tested to the max so I can grow to the max and be the best, you know, I'm gonna come out of this the best I can, the best mom I can. And I just keep telling myself, you gotta keep pushing for your baby, for your husband, because I gotta be there for them. They're my everything, and I don't wanna live without them, and I don't want them to live without me. So yeah, that is my story. Sorry for getting a little heavy right off the bat, but I feel like to understand the purpose of the podcast, like, it needs to be explained. But yeah, so that's my predicament at the moment. So going forward, I think my goal is to record weekly podcasts. Oh, that's my doggy. Don't mind him walking in the background. So my goal is to record weekly and post basically like a weekly podcast where I update you on where I'm at with my health and my kidney situation, and then I'll have like a specific topic of the week, and basically just talk about whatever, anything and everything. And if you guys have any questions, any feedback, I'm open to it. Like, you know, I'm here to do this, and I want to go all in. So I'm actually recording this video, but I don't know if I'm going to post an actual video because I look like crap. I literally look like I was rolling out of bed and just decided to record. So it's been a long day. So I might post this just the voice, but in the future I do plan to post like videos as well. And maybe I'll have guests and everything. And when I say guests, it's probably just going to be like friends and family. Obviously I'm not famous, so don't expect to see famous people here. It'll just be just people that are close to me, people that are important to me. And yeah, so I really hope you guys stay tuned and listen, and follow, like, subscribe, rate, I don't know, whatever. Follow along with me on my journey, and there's lots more to come, so I'm super excited. And thank you so much for listening. For those that listen today, I hope you listen in the future. I promise not all episodes are going to be so down in the dumps. This is just the first one. And I want everyone to remember to have your own thrive era. If you are going through something difficult, I'm here to tell you, you will get through it. And feel free to like message me, DM me if you have my socials. If you ever need anyone to talk to, I'm here. Like I said, if you have any questions, please send them. I will be happy to answer any questions as well. And I thank you so much for listening. Bye, guys.